This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
It's the end of the year, and it's still TGO Radio. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Uncle Leo.
We just do 60 minutes of that.
Hello.
Random show references. My favorite Seinfeld episode might be, and I'm not an expert in it, but my favorite might be the one where they... Kramer buys the Merv Griffin set.
Yeah.
Fucking Jesus.
Yeah, that's
Jesus
that's
Christ.
That's a quality piece of work right
that
there.
That whipped my ass.
Yeah. Yep.
Fuck me, man.
Had the animal guy on there. God damn it. I can't think of that dude's name. Fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. God.
Hey, George. Let's bring George in here. Jesus Christ.
Fucking beautiful, man.
Yeah. That was a quality. I like that one, and I like the contest where they have the contest. That's a good piece of business.
Yeah. Jerking off is where it's at. Like, you can go a long time with it, but then all of a sudden you just got to have it.
Next day, Kramer walks in.
I'm out. Well, we are here for...
And you are there.
And thank you for being here.
Thank you.
But you're still there, and we're still here. What good does that fucking do us?
It doesn't do us any good at all. No TGO Radio, filmed before a live studio audience.
I'm trying to get the courage to quit before we come back next year. Trying to find it. What the fuck else would I do?
Exactly.
If we didn't do this, what would I do? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. It's just.
Yeah, fucking. I don't know. Fucking stealing cars or, you know.
Ooh.
There you go. Something lucrative. Gambling.
Well, I would love to get back to gambling. I got a birthday coming up. I keep forgetting, but I got a birthday coming up. And I get paid on that day. So now I'm kind of angling my bills in a way that some money's gonna get spent.
Yeah.
On that birthday. Yeah, I'll go there about 3:30, 4 o'clock, and some money's gonna get fucking spent.
So you're gonna go give the Indians some money for your birthday.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep. Hey, man, you never know. I made enough money last year to put a down payment on a house.
That's true.
I mean, you know, you got a $5,500 hand pay and a $5,000 hand pay.
$55 handy.
Mm. Man, that takes me back,
boy,
huh?
Boy, man.
Vietnam and the fucking... Me love you long time.
Long time.
Unintentionally, the funniest scene in that movie. God damn. Well, anyway, so we're here to do, you know, rather than just let two old men fucking babble, let's watch some old instructional videos and babble. Yeah. What's the first one we got? It's
we have.
Let's Share with
Let's
Others.
Share with Others, 1950, Cornette instructional film.
Going back to the Cornette films like we did last week.
Yeah. That's, we're going to, their 1950s is going to teach us how to be nice and share with each other.
Well, that's
you know,
that's the hope, because I need some help.
So, do you?
Yeah, buddy. It's...
All right. Well, here we go.
Bobby loves to share pussy.
That'd be the 1969
Bobby
version.
Bobby is open-minded. Again, if you love old-timey guy, these are the episodes for you, because he has a lot of fun in these.
Very broad-minded.
Very
film. Broad-minded.
Yes. Let's share with others. Oh. That's...
Yeah, that background music's...
Oh, man.
You know, I hope they won some Grammys for this shit.
But they hired an orchestra for that.
Well,
that's
all they had.
Well, yeah, well. Yeah, I guess you're right. No, I guess you're right.
The wrecking crew hadn't quite assembled itself yet down in Alabama.
On this bright summer day, an express truck is stopping in front of the truck. There's a big box which the express man is delivering to Jimmy's family.
Yes.
As we
to Jimmy's dad.
I love a big box. That's...
We watch what...
What?
Never mind.
Box. We're going to find out many things about sharing with others.
And the box is so heavy.
Do you know what we mean by sharing?
I do.
Do you know what kinds of things we share?
Yes. Girlfriends,
you know,
wives.
Venereal diseases.
Oh, yes.
A ding-dong. Speedy delivery.
Ahoy, hoy. It took 7 weeks to get across country, and they go, speedy delivery.
Yeah, right.
Fucking remember when you were a kid, you ordered some shit, it was like 6 weeks. And
oh,
it was
dude,
like,
yeah, it was minimum
speed
6 weeks.
Light back then, yeah.
Now
Amazon brings it to your fucking house next day.
Fucking Amazon's queued up outside my driveway going, you going to order that? I got it right here in the truck.
I got it right here in the truck.
I got it right here.
You, I knew
go
you were
ahead.
Gonna,
come on.
I knew you were going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, remember when the UPS truck would be in the neighborhood and maybe they'd go to the house across the street, but nobody be home. They come over and ask you to sign for the package.
Oh,
remember
boy.
They would do that? They always got a signature for shit. And I go, fuck, they throw it in the driveway and speed on.
And they were it. That was...
Yep.
Different time back then. It was a higher trust society back then.
Oh, yeah, much.
They were still dirt bags, but it was a higher trust society back then.
How we share?
Yes.
Let's find out.
Yes. On a dare.
Here's Jimmy to answer the doorbell.
Let him fuck
Jimmy.
My wife on a dare.
Isn't he surprised to see such a big box?
You don't let the... Jimmy, what are you doing?
Just lets any jerk off into the house? 1950 was also a different time. Come
oh,
to find
I guess
out.
So. Let's Jimmy, you're going to get your there. Fucking asshole
Buddy,
fucked in a
he
minute.
He is going to get rogered to a fairly well. Oh.
This guy's going to take that fucking disguise, that delivery guy disguise on. He's going to take that off and he's going to be wearing a fucking priest outfit.
How about a salmon puff? All right.
All right. McBain!
I don't want to hear it, McBain.
Yeah. How did you get there? McBain. I still see
you. You don't quit eating them hot wings. You're never going to make it to a pension. All right.
All right.
All right. Well, the delivery guy's going to offer him a salmon puff, and that's how he's going to get unconscious.
Oh, yeah, okay. Going. That's how you got there, huh?
Yeah, that's how I was going.
Yeah, he's going to offer him something to puff.
McBain! Oh, all right. I don't want to hear it, McBain.
You've watched all those together,
oh, yes.
Right? Yeah.
Jeff, I've watched them all together 100 times.
Cause, I mean, like just the McBain episodes, because it's a movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's from his grandfather, who lives in a city hundreds of miles away.
Yes.
Hundreds of miles away, and it took that package 6 months to get there.
Yeah. It was a land speed record back then in 1952.
Now, what do you suppose is in it?
That dummy kid is going to get fucked.
Let's play What's in Grandpa's Big Heavy Box.
What's in the box? It's Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
Here's Jimmy's mother.
Finally. Jesus, Jimmy, he could have been fucking touched 10 times before she got there.
While mother signs the receipt for
it. Yes, well.
Just think. This express man.
I'm sorry, I don't have any money, Mr. Delivery Man.
You ever see the parody of that where the pizza delivery guy shows up and he goes, I'm afraid I don't have any money. And he goes, what'd you order a fucking pizza for? That's hilarious.
Hey, that could be an episode of The Jerk Show.
No, sorry. It's The Stroke Show.
The Stroke Show. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. I will not have you speak ill of The Stroke,
stroke
Show.
I'm sorry. The Stroke Show.
Hey, hey, hey. You laugh all you want, but I'm 6 months away from that.
That would just be our luck. We'd start the fucking stroke show. It'd get super popular, and then you would have an actual stroke, and we'd have to change the whole fucking storyline of the show.
We would change the name of the stroke. Strokey and the Bean. Strokey and the Bandit.
Strokey and the
Bandit. What would we call it?
I think Strokey and the Bandit is right there on top.
I have been in hot pursuit of blood pressure medication for 700 miles. I see. All right.
Is but one of many people who have shared in the work of bringing the box here from the faraway city where grandfather lives.
Buddy, can I ask you a question? Why is every female they pick for these 40s and 50s are all titless?
Oh yeah, I know.
Jimmy's mom is titless.
One kind of sharing.
Yeah, oh wow,
isn't
Jesus.
It? Mother certainly is happy to receive.
Oh, it's the biggest box I've ever seen.
I want to grind my clit against something. I'm so excited.
It's such a big non-hairy box.
Man. Yeah, it is.
The box. Jimmy's happy too. Now he shares in the work of opening the box.
Oh yeah, oh boy.
Fragile, it must be Italian.
Well, with his fingers and his tongue, I bet.
Yeah.
Let's see what's in it.
Oh.
New books.
Oh boy.
Jimmy and his mother and father will share these books. They'll read and enjoy them together. So it's only fair that Jimmy should share in the work of unpacking them.
Yes.
It's like this with everything in Jimmy's family.
Oh, they're not in alphabetical order. What kind of Neanderthals are in this family?
They're just throwing those books up there.
Oh, my God.
Higgly piggly, aren't they?
Oh.
It's tearing you up.
My fucking ball bag just shrunk. Yuck.
Here, Jimmy, toss these books up on the shelf any way you please.
Yes. And be
he's
quick
in its
about
pleasures,
it.
And he shares in the work.
He is a fucking pump,
this
kid.
Fucking idiot.
Before long.
Opie Taylor looking.
He really is a fucking.
God
you ought to be Mayberry ass.
Where's your fishing pole, you moron? Fishing pole and your can of worms.
The box is empty. Yeah. Doesn't work go quickly when you share it? And
well,
it's fun working together. Jimmy thinks the box would make a fine lemonade stand. Mother thinks so.
Lemonade.
All that
cool refreshing
drink. Jimmy's going to make the proverbial lemonade stand.
He's done two things that are going to get him touched by a stranger here.
Let the delivery man in.
Yeah, and this random lemonade stand.
And, yep.
Mom will fucking find a hot water bottle to put on her clit, and next thing you know, fucking Jimmy's getting touched in the street.
Two, Jimmy could set it up in front of the house.
Yes.
Mother helps Jimmy take it out.
and then does what with it?
This is another way to share work, isn't it? The lemonade stand will be fun, but there's another...
Mom helps Jimmy take it out. Come on, Mom, yes. It ain't gonna touch itself.
Yes, let me suck that cock.
Another thing Jimmy must think about. He promised his father he'd weed the flower garden today.
Oh, what a twat, Jimmy.
Jimmy decides there'll be plenty of time to...
Oh. Jimmy, this is your first lesson in shirking responsibilities.
Well,
what's gonna lemonade stand comes first.
Now, what's gonna happen is, Dad's gonna come home with a bag of sweet Valencia oranges. And the next thing you know...
Yeah, fuck those lemons, or that lemonade, kid.
Yeah.
How about some oranges upside your noggin?
Uh-huh.
Pull the weeds after he has set up the lemonade stand.
Yes.
Mother offers to make some lemonade while Jimmy fixes up the stand.
Lemonade.
Slave labored.
Really? Uh-oh.
Lemonade, 3 cents.
3 cents?
Jesus Christ, that's
fucking
outrageous, kid.
Fucking outrage.
God damn.
Well, it didn't take long for Jimmy to set himself up in business with his mother's help.
Those fucking tough skin jeans. Fucking kick rocks, Jimmy.
Tough skins.
All he needs is some customers.
Yes. Here comes the kid.
Here comes some of Jimmy's friends.
Oh, hello. I don't have 3 cents. You think I'm made of money?
Yeah, the fuck.
Betty wants to be the first to try out Jimmy's lemonade.
Oh. Yeah, I bet she fucking does. Listen, a few years from now, they're going to give that a term called golden shower.
Betty wants to be the first to try Jimmy's young cock. He's uncut. It's 1950. And I'll tell you this.
And
Jimmy spiked it with arsenic.
Yeah,
kid's going to fucking die.
That's not arsenic. A couple of those dresses are going to get hiked up here in a few minutes when they pass out on the front lawn. He's going to find out for himself.
Some arufalin?
Oh, you see? Oh, it's the arufalin. Oh,
you got the Cosby lemonade.
Oh, you see? Oh, it's the Cosby special. Hang on. I got it. Oh, boy. Here we go. Ooh, better not push that one out. Oh, yeah. This week only, you get free pills to make her pass out with your glass of lemonade.
Jimmy, what's this white powder floating in my lemonade? Just drink it.
Don't pay any attention to that. How was your head?
You sleepy yet?
I don't know about that, but just hold it. Hold still so I can put this rag over your face. It's time to go 99, bitch. Well, thank you very much. Oh, yeah.
Nice to see the cars.
Sometimes it helps to have some talking points for the cars. Cause sometimes I'm not ad-libbing as well as on other days.
There seem to be two more customers.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Jimmy will sell lots of lemonade.
Yes.
But uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
There's only one more glass.
Now you're
Jimmy
fucked,
has
Jimmy.
Two glasses and three customers.
Well.
Should he ask them to share the glasses?
No.
Oh, here's, I see how they work that. Yeah. Clever.
Here's,
fucking clever.
You have the one girl, the taller girl, drink it.
Yeah.
Then baby bird some into the other girl's mouth. Is what you do.
Welcome to the stroke show.
You can't tell me I'm not a fucking problem solver, Durant.
Baby bird. Jesus Christ.
So that way they both get some. You got to think outside the box there, Dad.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
The snowballing.
Well, one thing leads to another.
No, that never, wouldn't be.
I have never seen a girl take my load and snowball it with another girl. But that would be worth a fair amount of money to me. That would be. If I get to pick the girls, that would be worth a substantial piece of money, actually. I'd be saving for a few months. I'll put it to you that way. Oh, boy. Nothing like the baby bird, man. God bless it. Ugh.
Healthy. You see, there are some things we do not share.
Yes.
Hypodermic needles. Tampons.
Oh, tampons. Oh, yes.
Unused, I guess. Well, whatever. Well, yeah. Used? No. Yeah, it
depends on what you're into.
No. Who's this haughty cunt?
I don't know. She's fucking mad. She can't get a glass of lemonade. She is furious.
Betty has an idea.
I have an idea.
Wouldn't it be fun if they all shared in the business? Betty.
All shared in the business.
Yes, well, I'll share in the business. Betty's trying to fucking horn in. No, fuck Betty.
Yeah?
Because she's trying to horn in on an established deal here. Fuck this girl, man. She's gonna,
dude, it's a woman. Yeah. She's going to fuck the whole deal up, you know?
Wouldn't it be fun if they all shared in the business?
No.
Betty could bring some more glasses from her house. Tom could bring a dishpan for washing the glasses. And maybe Anne could get more lemons from her house. If they made this a partnership, then they could all share.
Boy, this is where it all fucking falls apart, man.
Yeah, no, don't do it. You can't trust. You got two girls in a boat. You can't trust them.
Nope.
Jimmy, you can't
don't
trust these
do
girls.
Do Jimmy.
Nothing but heartache.
Oh, my God.
Remember that successful lemonade stand that this fucking cunt pilfered from me?
We should flash forward 15 years to fat Jimmy in an easy chair with a couple of kids fucking tugging at him. And he's thinking back to this, going, this is where it all fucking went wrong.
Slamming whiskey into his fucking maw. He's had it. He's fucking double shift at the factory. And says he's had it. Keep those goddamn kids quiet.
The fun of a business.
Yes.
They could make the stand bigger and better, too.
Oh, my God. Say McDonald's, bitch.
Capital improvements already.
This ain't McDonald's, bitch. I'm trying to get some money for a couple comic books. Just relax, all right? Right.
Hey, Ray Kroc, settle the fuck down. Right. Settle down, Ray. All right?
Hey.
Fuck. Hey. Settle down, Joan Kroc.
Hey, Ray Kroc, beat feet, all right?
Jimmy doesn't like that idea.
No.
He wants to run the lemonade stand alone.
Exactly.
And have fucking Jimmy, way ahead of his time here.
Didn't have to give the money away.
God damn, smart kid.
All the fun.
Yes.
I know about you cunts. Get the fuck out.
Fucking.
You and your schemes and sharing in the business. Fuck you.
Well, the one girl's dressed like a boy right there.
Well, it's 1950.
Man, that is, ooh.
Well, if Tom can't have any lemonade, Betty doesn't want any either.
Go fuck yourself.
Neither does Anne. Wow. Of course, it's Jimmy's business. He has a right to decide not to share it.
What do you mean, share
it? But now there's nothing for him to do but pour the lemonade out and wait for another customer.
Why? He didn't drink it. Pour it back in the fucking container, you mook.
Customer.
What a hard
That isn't much fun, is it? Here's the postman.
Hey, hello.
He and Jimmy are good friends.
Again,
he's getting touched again.
Buddy, his fucking sweaty ass crack is going to get diddled by this postman. Well, they trusted a lot of fucking people back then, and you know there was a lot of kid touching going on.
Please, please, Mr. Postman, look and see. There's a finger in your bag for me.
Does this asshole look healthy to you? Play up Periscope with my fucking ass?
Like to buy some lemonade?
No.
But which was the glass Betty used?
Oh, no, you
Jimmy
fucking
will have to wash the glass.
Oh, what a cunt.
Will the postman wait?
No.
No, he thinks Jimmy needs a partner, someone to share the work.
Imagine that.
He would.
Clever ass postman. That's why you're a fucking postman. Shut up and deliver the mail.
Really? You're not going to have any say in my fucking lemonade fortune here.
Settle down, Steve Jobs.
Fucking country time ass. Beat it. Kick sand, country time.
Country time. His customers wouldn't have to wait.
Yes.
Well, Jimmy did have an offer.
An offer.
But Jimmy doesn't want to share his fun and his business.
I hate that cunt.
It wouldn't be his anymore.
Right.
The postman knows that when we share things, there is often more.
Can you get those pants up any higher?
Buddy, they are up to his nipples, and it's fucking Fred and Ethel territory high pants. Fucking
have to pull a zipper down to pull the lint out of his belly button. Jesus.
Man. For everybody. Well, just think of the things we share. Yeah. We share the sidewalks with others.
Well,
automobile drivers share the streets with others. We share schools and churches, parks and playgrounds. Now, how do we share the slide?
Boy, how many fucking chipped teeth have you fucking gotten on all that old playground? Everything was metal.
What's that?
Jesus.
By taking turns, of course. Here's a top.
Oh.
How could four children...
What?
Showed us some guy in cut-off jean shorts, a crop top shirt and sandals, and here's a bottom.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, boys.
Fucking, like fucking Archer in that get-up, that shirt says, got dick.
Got dick.
The honeypot episode.
Hello. I like cock, and my name is... Cyril Figgis.
Cyril Figgis.
Okay.
Share it.
They can't. They've got
Why?
One.
They could take turns.
Fuck it.
Then each one would have a chance to spin the top.
Spin the top.
And they'd all have fun. There are many things we share by taking turns.
Just play doctor. Fuck taking turns.
Some things we share in other ways.
Get a nut.
How would you share this pie among four people?
Well, you stick your cock in each side. Cut it in four quadrants. Then you each stick your dick in your quadrant.
Drag your balls across it, and you got to share it with nobody.
That's, you know what? When you're right, you're right.
Exactly. I'm here to problem solve, too.
Electric boogaloo. Well, that was uncalled for, frankly.
Why, you'd cut it into four pieces.
I told you.
One for each person.
Told you.
You divide a pie among four people.
Stick your cock in your own piece.
Many things we share by dividing. And there are other ways to share.
Nice haircut, Ronald
Every
Reagan.
Day, as we talk to each other, we share knowledge. We share experiences. We share ideas.
This is called a clit.
We share these things by telling others about them.
Ugh.
And certainly the postman is sharing by helping people send...
The postman is sharing stories of the Great War. I watched 3,000 men die on Christmas Eve.
Let me tell you about the beach, Utah beach, kid. You never want to do anything like that, kid. We wasn't sharing nothing but Nazi bullets. Kraut bullets.
Messages to each other.
You wear a necklace made with Nazi teeth. Holy shit, do you? Yup.
There are many, many ways.
Many, many ways.
Sharing with others makes more for everybody.
Off.
So it's important
Socialist.
For Jimmy to think about when to share and how to share. He's also thinking about his lemonade stand and how he hasn't made one sale.
What do you mean?
Here's another.
Yes, he did. Didn't he sell one to?
He was daily used with kids.
Yeah,
but then the other two couldn't. So they,
you know what they need? They need to start having characters cross over in these films. We need to have Ralph the homosexual come up here and try and buy some lemonade.
Easy, kids. He's a homosexual. What?
The thing for Jimmy to think about. He promised to weed the garden.
Hey,
well,
Jimmy.
Might as well do it.
Better start weeding or your dad's going to come home and beat your fucking ass with them oranges, kid.
Again.
Yeah. Probably got a lick or two in on you this morning before you left because he fucking pissed off he had to go to work to support your fucking stupid ass.
But now, since he can't seem to sell any lemonade... And he isn't even having any fun.
Yeah, go back to your day job, Jimmy. Fucking lemonade business ain't for you.
Boy model. Fucking centerfold in Blue Boy magazine.
Perhaps Jimmy should have shared the lemonade stand.
Yeah, well, now it's too late, you fucking selfish cunt.
Then he wouldn't be alone while his friends are having fun.
Yes.
Now Jimmy has an idea.
Yes.
An idea about how he can still share with his friends so they'll all have more fun.
Just go hire a lawyer to write that contract up so that you keep everything.
Prenup.
Yeah.
Jimmy wants to know if Betty and Ann and Tom would like to run the lemonade stand while he finishes weeding the garden. That's a good idea. But Betty thinks they should all share in the fun and share in the work. They can divide up two and two and then take turns running.
And then they can swap after that.
And take turns running a train on Betty.
On Betty.
Well, what is this, a Stephen King novel? Relax.
The stand and pulling weeds.
Oh, boy.
Of course, Jimmy agrees to that.
Betty's a fucking go-getter, man. She is.
Now that others have shared in fixing up the lemonade stand, it's bigger and better than before. More lemonade, more glasses, and a pan for washing the glasses.
Oh, shit.
What's more...
Uh-oh, now here come two old women teetering, tottering down the street.
This sounds a fucking Henry Ford production line going there. No Jews allowed.
Well, that's this neighborhood in a nutshell. I haven't seen a different face yet.
I have not seen a lot of variation,
sir.
Here, have you?
Nope. They're all on the other side of town. You know, those people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, those people.
Yeah, they're not in this fucking... They're not in this picture.
Sun's not down yet, though. It's pretty bright out. I mean, right?
When the sun's down, it becomes a different town.
When the sun goes
when the sun...
There are customers.
Yes, well,
anyone
my goodness.
Can see that this stand is...
Everybody's titless.
It's her cunt mother right there.
They'd be rolling up on their fucking penny farthings or whatever.
You at home have no idea how funny that is. I saw a ride one of those motherfuckers one time. It was a goddamn miracle.
Who did?
Fucking did.
What the fuck?
The ones with the great big tires and little
farthing.
Oh yeah, man. She fucking climbed right up on that fucker, drove it around, hopped down off the fucking... I'm like, I stick my cock in this girl. Look what she's doing. I got a video. Because her family is way into that old bike thing. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, I come in this girl, and she's fucking...
Well run, so it must be a good place to buy lemonade.
It's a goddamn fucking delivery box with a fucking tub on it. Acting like it's... acting like it's a restaurant of the future.
Gee whiz, is this Montgomery Ward? Yes, I'll get your glass of lemonade in 8 weeks.
While Betty and Tom have their turn running the stand...
Yes.
Jimmy and Ann weed the garden.
Yeah, they do. They're 69ing.
Now the work goes faster, and it's more fun than working alone. Jimmy and Ann pull just about half the weeds. Then... Because Betty and Tom want to share alike in the work, as well as the fun...
No, they don't.
They all change.
Yeah, I'm sorry, they don't. What kid's going to go, oh, it's my turn to weed the garden
now. I can't
wait
to pull some weeds.
Boy. God, I've been looking forward to pulling weeds all fucking day.
I can't wait to get over to Bobby's house and pull some fucking weeds.
Pull some fucking weeds.
Now Jimmy and Ann have their turn running the lemonade stand, and everyone is having fun.
Yes, some ass on that girl.
Does this taste like dishwater to you?
It's salty. What the hell's going on in this?
It's creamy lemonade.
What is this? Is this a frozen thing? Is this
waiting? Are you getting sleepy too?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm tired.
I'll wait for the daughter to pass out. I'm going to stay getting her shitter.
You like putting it there, don't you, Bill?
Well, I don't want to tell tales out of school, but... Oh, you see? Oh, yeah. So 2/10 a hole in a heartbeat.
Is really? God damn.
Oh. I like fentanyl, but it's a little extreme. Quaalude. Quaaludes. A fucking kind of a grown man gives Quaaludes to a fucking woman. Let's count backwards from 100. Oh.
Stop when you get to 69. Oh.
Ah, he raped women. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Bill.
Good to see you again, Bill.
Oh, I was just ambling by. Oh.
One is having fun. Sharing with others certainly is a good idea.
It's not.
Ass. She does look like God damn it.
Now the lemonade is nearly gone.
Uh-oh.
And Betty is counting the money the group has earned.
Uh-oh.
What do you suppose they'll do with the money?
Whores.
Don't you?
Whores and cocaine.
Whores. Hookers and blow, baby.
Baby, that's it. I can't wait to pay for my first piece of pussy. Can I have my 17 cents, please?
Think they'll divide it among them? That's the fair thing to do.
Yes.
And that will be sharing again, won't it?
Uh-huh.
Here's Mother. Pleased that all the weeds have been pulled. Pleased that the lemonade stand has been such a big success.
Yes.
When Jimmy shared the stand with his friends, and they all shared in the work, then there was more fun for every member of the group.
Oh, fuck off.
Give Mom that money for the fucking water, lemons, and sugar, you fucking Jesus. Non-business sense having idiot.
Fucking lemons were a whole 2 cents back then.
So you learn to share with others.
No.
You'll like it. Your friends will like you, too.
Nope. It's my cock and you can't have it. Yeah, so this lemonade is terrific, Mom says. Well, that we learned nothing from that.
No,
that was garbage.
Wasn't terrible.
Garbage. All right.
Okay, well.
You move on to the next one already?
Yeah, well,
what's the next one? That's another Cornette film.
We've got Mind Your Manners.
Mind Your Manners. Oh, boy. Oh, here we go. I know we're in trouble here.
Yeah.
Oh, same music.
Oh, yeah.
Boop, 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 boop.
Can't soundtrack.
Mind Your Manners, goddammit. Boy, fucking Margaret Justin's all over
She's
this
She's all
stuff.
Over the place, man.
Your manners are showing. Whoa, look out. Okay, hang on. Pause that. I'm about to have one. All right, so they're in like a little teen diner or something or whatever this is. And the waitress comes up and
She's dressed like the flying nun.
That's a bit of what I was going to say. But yeah, she is also titless.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course.
If you have girls with big tits in these videos, it distracts from the overall point.
Right.
You can't have them, you know, out there flaunting stuff. Oh, yeah. Hello.
Yes. Hello, boys.
Hello, boys. Ooh. All right, let's go. Yes. So it's just this kid diner. There's just a lot of teens walking around.
Hi, I'm sorry I'm late, but I ran into Jean here. Oh, Jean, this is Ed Weird, the Ed I was telling you about. Hello.
How do you do?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, fucking Jean Reardon's a shovel face. She's terrible, this girl.
Shovel face.
She's awful. Look at her. Fucking Anne Frank's older sister, Margaret.
And this is Jack Connors. Jean Bassett.
Anne Frank's older breathing sister.
No. Margot didn't make it either, buddy.
No.
No. No. No. Only Dad made it out of that one.
That's right.
From over to Morrisville.
Yeah, so hello.
Jesus Christ, we're showing. What is with the foreheads, man? God damn.
Well,
this
guy,
dude is all.
Listen.
It's fucking eraser head.
God damn it, you beat me. I was going to get into how he went on his further career. He played a racer head and then
took a turn, where his life took a turn,
fucking Lynch film.
Fuck me running, man. God.
He really does look like a racer head. He's the shits. He's fucking terrible, this kid.
Here, you can sit here.
Yeah, you can sit here. Right, on my face.
Right on my face.
Yeah. Let me clear off a seat for you. Remember that old joke? Oh, hang on, let me clear off a seat for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Would you like something? A malt or a soda?
You want a malted?
You want a protein malt?
Let me shake one up for you.
Just lick my nuts, you slob.
I'll give you a phosphate.
You fucking ain't right, you will. Green River.
A malt, I think.
A well-mannered group, aren't they?
Well, go
you
order it, you cunt.
Good manners right away.
Yes.
Good manners make good first impressions.
Ooh.
And because...
That is the very definition of a plain-looking girl.
Oh, yeah.
That girl's a five on... I mean, it's... She's right. I mean, buddy, it's amazing what a five she is. It's
and probably fucks like a whore.
She's the fivest five that ever fived. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Holy fucking wow.
Your manners are showing all the time. They have a lot to do with how Ooh. Well people like you.
She's got a part like the drummer from Faith No More.
Yeah.
Fucking 1991.
Wow, she looks like Maya Rudolph, kind of.
Well, you know what? She does a little bit. Boy, she is just an average. You're right.
Yep.
Wow.
We've noticed.
Jesus Christ. Ooh. We get back to a racer head here. That
fucking Ronald Reagan ass. Well, stick it in my ass.
Great balls of fire, motherfucker. Jesus.
Well, no, if that girl was 13, that would be more
yeah,
like
I'm
it.
Sorry, yeah. Yeah, she's a little old for
manners because, well, they seem easy and natural.
Yes. Show me your tits, please.
Of course, he does have a special reason for good manners right
Titless.
Now. But good manners are comfortable and
yes.
natural oh. and easy for him now because they're with him all day. All day?
All
well,
day,
let's
baby.
See.
Yeah, bet not.
Oh, there he is, getting out of
Shut
bed.
Shut the fuck up, Ma. I'll pick it up when I'm goddamn good and ready.
He's coming down the stairs in the morning. He probably just got dressed.
Morning, everybody.
Morning, yes.
Hello, everybody.
Get fucked.
Nice pants, faggot. That's what Dad's about to say to him.
You feckless hump.
You waste of sperm? What are you doing?
Can't believe I wasted fucking... a load in your mom for this.
And I pulled out, too. And still.
Morning.
Morning, Jack.
Hi.
Morning, dear.
See? A cheerful good morning is a good way to start the day.
Good morning, everybody.
Good manners will help toward a pleasant, happy day.
No.
And
yes.
home is a good place to practice them.
Yes. Uh-huh. Aren't they going to pray?
Yeah. Some eggs, Dad?
Thanks.
May I have some toast, please?
No.
Fucking make it yourself.
Really? What the hell?
You got big, time for fucking toast?
Big plate full of toast. What a hard on.
Toast?
Toast?
Yeah, toast.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
May I? Please? Yes. Thank you.
May I have
These
some pussy,
are
please? Oh, look at the little sister right there. What's going on with the little sister?
The respect. Words that make day-to-day living go smoothly.
Yes.
Oh, Jack, do you think I could borrow that portable radio of yours for the picnic tomorrow?
Fuck no, Jane. Kiss my ass.
Pointy face, bitch. Jesus. Everything's pointy. Her eyes, her fucking eyebrows, her chin, her nose. Jesus Christ, she's a fucking Van Gogh painting. I don't know if that's the right reference or not. I don't think it is, but you know what I'm talking about, one of those cubist guys?
Beat it, you passively Asian cunt.
Boy, that's right on the money.
Holy
passively
shit.
Passively Asian.
Please?
Whoa.
Wow.
She smiled like Cesar Romero as the Joker.
No shit. Wait till they get a load of me.
Wait till they get a load of me.
Wait till they get a load in me.
I don't know how I got these scars.
This town needs an enema.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Wow, she was...
asking to borrow things politely, not demanding them.
All right.
And sharing things when you can are more signs of good manners.
They fuck. That's a brother and sister.
Oh, man.
And they're at least doing hand stuff. At least doing hand stuff. Maybe butt stuff.
Maybe.
But definitely hand stuff. The way he looked at her right there? Yeah. Nah. Nope.
A little too formal.
Nah, that was a little too... You know, like, you know, when you kind of, yeah. you know, like do the just over the, you know, that was a sly look, yeah.
It's about time to get out the storm windows and check them over.
Oh, fuck off. Oh, God, shut the, can I have one day off, Dad? Aren't you fucking busting my balls over this bullshit fucking house?
I didn't make you buy this Cracker Box house. Fuck off. This Sears Roebuck fucking constructed house from 1947? Fuck off. Kiss my ass, Father.
How about tonight, Jack?
I can't tonight.
How about no, Dad?
I can't tonight. I'm going to go over to Jane's house and jerk off in the bushes under a window. I'm very busy.
Gee, I'm sorry, Dad. I have a date tonight. Would tomorrow be all right?
I'm going to stroke my cock like a Kennedy brother.
Just make sure.
Yes, even when you have to go against another's wishes, you can do it agreeably. Being agreeable, saying and doing things in a pleasant way, that's easy enough.
Can we resurrect this video and start showing it again to people?
And it does make a difference all day long.
Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're going to walk out to the bus together. Wink. Thanks for the pussy last night, Jane.
Just a second. I'll put my jacket on here. Oh, excuse me. I'll get it.
Take my pants and jacket
off. Excuse me. Jack's good manners are showing again.
Yes. Hello?
Ahoy,
Jack Connor speaking.
I'd like to talk to you, but I'm too busy dressing like the Fonz.
in the pilot episode.
In season one.
Sorry, I would love to chat, but I'm going to try out for a part in a TV show.
Yes, yes.
Based on the present time I live in.
Yes. I'm going to... yes. Try to audition for it to be James Dean's stunt double and giant.
That's so spot on. Holy shit. Oh, that's funny.
To give your name when you answer.
No, hello? No, you're not. Not anymore, dude.
Ahoy, hoy.
Well, Mr. Moore, I'm sorry. My father just left for the plant a few minutes ago. May I take a message?
No.
Ask him to call me when he comes in tonight.
Uh-oh.
Yes, I will.
Thank you very much.
Tell him it's his Jew banker.
Why don't you call him on his mobile telephone?
Oh, well, no.
His cellular phone.
Yes. The mobile.
I'll tell him. All right, sir. Goodbye.
Sir.
You can be direct and brief on the phone. Say what you have to say and then stop. For on the phone, too, your manners are showing.
Ready to go?
Waiting for you.
Uh-huh.
We're going, Mom. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, Jack. Bye, sis.
You guys, hurry up and leave so I can drink.
When Jack leaves the house with a lady, it's ladies first. Yes, even with his sister.
Okay, now she's
you know what?
Out there a little bit.
That's a decent little set on her. That's pretty not bad.
For on the street, as much as at home, your manners are showing.
Yeah, he's
got to get his sister out on the street.
Buddy, he's about
money.
To bend her over that fucking tree and take advantage of her. Holy shit. Jane, I'm going to take your anal virginity tonight.
It's a simple enough matter to give people you meet plenty of room to pass.
Yes.
Good manners again, and they put you in a good light.
Uh-oh. Another slob.
Hi, how are you?
Well, hi, Mary.
Hi. Morning.
How are you? We've missed you.
I'm fine now. No more tonsils, please.
Oh, that's right. You had them out, didn't you?
A cheerful greeting for friends you meet.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You used to have tonsils till I shoved my dick down your throat.
Yes, well, that's just less in the way for to get that load into your gullet. Straight down the old fucking chute now, huh, Mary?
Do not pass the epiglottis. Do not collect $200.
Oh, no. Oh, that's right. You had those out. Can't wait to feel my balls tighten against your lips.
an inquiry about their welfare, and everyone feels more at ease. That's what good manners do. They make everyone feel at ease.
Oh, here comes the school bus. Here comes
what
the
about
bus.
Manners when the bus comes?
It's, hey, guess what? It's whites only.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. Trust me, we know.
Not a lot of diversity in these old 50s movies,
no,
huh?
No, not in that neighborhood either, Daddy-O.
That's right, of course.
Oh, it's a city
ladies
bus.
Ladies first.
Oh.
And no shoving or pushing.
Fuck off. I got places to be.
Oh, shit. I ain't sitting in the back of the bus.
No.
Not with the...
You know, with those people.
The undesirables. Yeah. Those people.
Oh, here we go. Oh, it's all teens.
You know, I think we were still using those school buses when I was going to school.
Not far off, I'll tell you that.
Inside the bus, you can enjoy the ride and let others enjoy it.
If you sit in the back row, you have a girl pop your balls. You can drop a batch of kids on her wrist.
Drop a batch.
Well, look around.
Yes.
There's a couple of fucking ruffians there starting going to fuck the whole show up.
Everyone's
here.
Doing the jerk.
Yeah.
Perhaps the less said about this kind of manners, the better.
Oh, boy. Some boys jerking around.
And this kind.
Oh, boy.
She's smoking?
Oh, no. I think she's got
she's
her.
She's just flicking her fucking lice into the old lady's bird.
Fucking Gladys Kravitz kick rocks.
Well, I never.
Yeah, I know. I can tell.
Your manners are showing.
Your manners are showing.
And it's good manners that make a good impression.
That girl, by the way, that was just doing her hair in the back, she fucks. That girl fucked in 1953.
This one?
That girl's a problem.
That girl's a problem.
That chick's a problem.
I mean, obviously.
She's a bona fide piece of ass, this girl. I mean, she's long dead now, but...
Your manners are showing.
She's a problem.
Tongue the underside of your nutsack.
Buddy, I fucking take it down to the root and stick your tongue out and lick my nuts, pig. That girl is an issue.
Why does this one look like Kirk Hammett?
All right,
play Master of Puppets for me, Kirk.
I just gotta say, now when you get to school, you got to do the... Don't forget you got to record a solo for The Shortest Straw.
That make a good impression. No, about getting off the
Kirk
bus.
Hammett.
No, about getting off.
Kirk Hammett, that's great. God damn it. That's really funny.
Should Jack get off first?
Well, ideally,
the dude
always
gets off.
Always gets off first. Yeah.
Yes, he can give the ladies a hand.
Yes.
Yeah, he can. Yeah.
Jack gets it out of the way so that he can give the ladies a hand.
Gotta fucking drop a batch of swimmers on her belly and. Yeah, that sister's got a nice set on her. Right?
Yeah.
That's the first decent set.
And girls, let the men help. They enjoy it.
No, we don't.
They do.
No, we don't.
No loafing around. Being on time is good manners, too.
Oh.
Are your manners showing when you're in class?
A titless
Let's
teacher.
See.
Yeah.
Weird.
There's Jack giving the teacher his best attention.
Yeah, he is.
Good manners. Jack is
daydreaming. About bending her over that desk. That's what Jack's thinking about. He is hard as granite right now.
Now, in order to understand Anglo-Saxon England, we must go back many, many years.
Many, many years.
Betty, could I tell you the latest gentleman?
Oh, Kirk, shut up!
A fucking Kirk is gossiping
will
with
you
another
just
girl.
Shut up, Kirk Hammett. Kirk and Lars, will you shut the fuck up?
Hey, did you hear the latest from Betty?
Yes. Did you hear that Dave Mustaine started a new band?
It took us took a half an hour to get all that dried cum out of her pubes. Oh, really? Oh, it's distressing. Now they're in class. Kind of. These trollops are gossiping.
Oh, yeah. Now the teacher's got to lay the fucking teacher.
Now the teacher's got to lay the smack down. Oh, sourpuss McGillicuddy
right
there. Oh, boy,
Jesus.
Good Lord. But you don't teach that. That's not acting. That's
a
real
thing.
That's
a real thing.
Many years.
Betty. Did I tell you the lady Jan told me?
This kind of manner shows, too.
Bucktooth fucking idiot.
She is
Jeez,
a fucking
God
mongrel.
Damn. Easy. Easy, lady.
It's one way to impress the teacher.
That girl's got some big tits.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, we'll continue our discussion now. We're talking about Queen Elizabeth and the coronation. All right, class dismissed.
Hey, Brian.
It is.
Say, I noticed you're doing class. I'm Jack Connors.
Hi, Jack. My name is Fred Johnson.
Hi, Jack. My name is Meehoff. Jack Meehoff? Well.
Hi there. I'm new in town. Do you have any gay kids in this school?
Other than me, I mean. I'm not gay. It's just easier.
It's just
easier. Guys just want to fuck. It's just easier.
All right, Fred. See, I thought we might walk around the school here. And I could...
Introducing yourself to a new classmate is good manners.
Yes.
It's not. It's...
Boy, nobody had tits or asses in the fucking 50s. Well, it
did not.
Flat-ass parade.
Yeah? Say, have you seen the new school paper?
No.
Well, here, you can borrow mine. My sis has one I can use.
An offer of help, willingness to share, and your good manners help make friends for you. Walking slowly, keeping to the right. Yes. More good manners.
Oh, nice ponytail there. Oh, my God, you dumb coos.
You kick him down the fucking hall and laugh at her.
She dropped all over another titless girl.
Right.
Dropped a bunch of books in front of the library, you fucking square. God damn it.
Oh, that's all right.
She'll remember good manners.
Now, yes, hold on to your fucking shit, you cunt.
Yeah, now get on your knees and jerk both of our cocks.
Hey, look, he's new in town.
Why don't you give him the special? Hey, Meehoff, why don't you give me $15 and we'll find some slobs to take on a ride? Good.
And that makes Jack rate high with her.
We never had anything like this at our old school.
You didn't have a school newspaper?
After school, when it's time for fun, it's so easy to forget about manners, what about then?
Was it a clown car? 8 kids are going to get in there.
Oh, shit.
Yes, your manners are sure.
I don't think there's enough seat belts in that car for all those kids.
Brian,
I'm concerned for their safety.
I have some distressing news for you.
Yeah. It's 1953.
Buddy, they're all going to go through that windshield. Speaking of James Dean.
Well, it'll be the back of the girl's heads going through the windshield.
That's one way to put that, yeah.
Going then, too.
Who do you think the first guy was to get a blowjob while driving? He thought he changed the world, that fucking guy.
Oh, I would hope it would have been Henry Ford.
Well.
I mean, why else would you invent the car?
What are good manners when you're driving?
Oh, God.
Obeying all the traffic laws.
Yeah.
Yes, but more than that.
Yes.
Uh-oh, look out.
You can wait for someone to get across the street, if you do have the right-of-way.
Fuck them.
No. You can drive as quietly.
No.
No. It's the bigger
thing. Jerk-offs that stop in the middle of the street to let somebody fucking out. Oh, my God.
It's the bigger than rule. You're bigger than me, you get to go first.
Roads were made for cars, not bikes, not pedestrians.
Cars.
Attaboy. Sidewalks are made for fucking people walking. Get your fucking ass on the sidewalk or I'll get you there with my jalopy. Jesus.
Fucking rebound off the fender in the back of the grass.
Yep.
Fucking ain't right.
As possible.
Yes.
No hanging on the horn or loose mufflers.
Fuck off.
Yeah, those loose muffs, you know.
I do hate a loose muff from way back.
There are good manners for driving, aren't there?
Hey, Kirk Hammett, get your guitar out.
Play us a song, Kirk.
Yes.
Your manners show in the things you do, in the clothes you wear.
Sis, you're not going yet, are you?
No.
Pretty soon, Jack. Larry's due any minute.
Yes. I haven't pulled this load out yet.
I haven't finished diddling my balls.
You gotta stroke this cock.
It now.
Well, here's the portable. You, pardon me, sis, but you aren't. Do you think you should go to a picnic dressed like that?
Picnic? Oh, the picnic's tomorrow.
Oh, I guess I misunderstood you this morning. I'll put the radio in your room.
Thanks. Oh, Jack, I am going to a concert tonight. Do you think I look all right?
For a concert?
Fuck you. Yeah.
Hey, you're my girl. Go upstairs and change.
Terrific.
Yeah,
look, wait a second.
You got some dried cum on your shoulder.
Your manners are showing all day long.
Yes. Boy, those two likes each other a bit too much.
But all along the way, your manners leave their mark. At home?
Oh, fuck off.
Jack is so kind and thoughtful. Yes. It's nice to have him come to breakfast dressed and cheerful.
I'm going to suck his cock. Oh, there's the Jew lawyer back on the phone.
We'll sue everyone.
I'll sue everyone. God damn it. Dad lost a finger at the factory.
And mother is suing for.
I'm suing everyone. God damn it. That's his diddling finger.
They took his diddling finger.
They got to learn. God. He's got to learn to use the other hand. God damn it.
On the telephone.
That message will be delivered. Fine boy, that Jack Connors.
Yes.
Helpful.
Yes. Well, that's an extreme close-up on fucking street. Three Chins McGillicuddy there.
Wow.
Holy shit.
There is a pleasant, well-mannered group of young people.
Said no old person ever.
Never in history.
She got a fly in her fucking...
Jesus.
Old people are the worst.
You fucking goiter on your face? Get that thing clipped off, you
hey,
monster.
Lemmy, you might want to see a doctor.
Ace of spades? Hey, ace of spades, who get that thing cut off your fucking face?
Get that Cocoa Puff removed.
Like some.
Yes. Here we are back at the Dutch oven.
Everywhere you go, your manners...
That girl sitting to his right is the fucking... the flattest shovel face I have ever seen. It's really something.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
...are with you, and they leave their mark. They help you feel sure of yourself, too. And they make an impression on people, yes. On everyone you meet. We could listen in on Gene's thoughts, for example, but... Well, you take it from here.
Oh, I have been.
Wait a minute. Girls have independent thoughts.
I hope these cocksuckers tip me. Fucking broke-ass teenagers. Oh, well, that was very nice. My manners are showing. The end. Oh, boy. Well, that was very pleasant. Teaching you all about your manners there, buddy.
Yeah, that's important, you know.
Yeah.
You could use some work on that.
I sure could.
You could.
Sure could.
Ill-tempered fucking.
Please mouth stroke my cock.
Please.
Please. I said please.
Please. More please.
More please. No, she was sick. She was sick.
More peas.
Anyway. Well, that was very fun.
Very lighthearted. Very gay. I mean, lighthearted. I'm
fucking gay, all right. Well, and then we learned something. So that's
what
the
did
most,
we learn?
Well, about how to be manners, how to have manners, and how to, I don't know, whatever the first thing was. Share?
1950s.
Or sharing.
Yeah, sharing. Yeah. Right, yeah. And that tits hadn't been invented yet in the 50s.
Apparently, wow.
Or they were experimental at the most.
The fucking Los Alamos lab, they were messing with those. No one had tits yet, apparently. Even the old women didn't have any big feedback, you know, down to their waist. It's awful what time does to the body, man. God damn it.
Time is a thief.
It really is. Listen, thanks for listening as we get closer and closer to whatever the fuck we're doing with our lives. And, And don't forget this.
What?
Desperation, I would say. Don't even know how far you're going to go in it, so I don't really know how to answer that, to be honest.
Exactly.
Right.
And we'll see.
Right. Right.
Right. Right. Spam, spam, spam. We'll see it. We're going to try it again.
What?
We're going to try it again next week on TGO. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you can't talk me out of it.
Trey right here on the stroke show.
We're all stars now on the stroke show. Nice. This has been TGO Radio.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.